Can you cure bronchiectasis?
You know, that's one of the things that people ask me too. And for most patients, there is no cure. Very rarely we can ask our surgeons to take a look at the situation and they may be able to take out a particularly bad area of bronchiectasis lung. But for the most part, the lungs are affected in a general kind of way and it's not possible to operate. But we certainly have very good management programs to control symptoms, improve quality of life, decrease what we call those exacerbations or flare-ups, which really are the things that destroy people's quality of life. Needing antibiotics several times a year is no picnic, and often people experience side effects from medications and so on. So if we can reduce the number of flare-ups and, more importantly, reduce the number of hospitalizations, because many times these people end up in emergency rooms, they're admitted to hospital, they're patched up, so to speak, for a few days, sent home without really a rigorous future plan of care. So trying to prevent those kinds of things and reduce those occasions when people feel really terrible, that's the key concept.
Are there FDA-approved drugs specific for bronchiectasis?
That's one of the things we're really working hard on now. I'll have to say, while bronchiectasis is a disease that has flown under the radar screen for many years, it's sort of come back to the fore, so to speak, and it has garnered the attention of clinicians like myself around the country and around the world to look at this disease that we once thought was cured. You know, after antibiotics were developed in the 1950s, I think people sort of lost interest in many of the chronic infectious lung diseases. But it's back. We know it's out there. We know it's common, commoner than appreciated. So it's very important that we harness people into centers like the UNC Center, not just here but around the country. We've established a registry. We're trying to capture patients into the registry with their consent. So then we can do good research studies, particularly looking at new medicines to try and combat this disease. And obviously FDA approval is important, because prescribing medicines is one thing, but getting the patient the medicine through the various hurdles of insurance, et cetera, is very important. And FDA approval is one of those things that improves access to good care and good medicines.